busca la sierra, las fuentes de agua.
Independence is 35% Latino, so St. Patrick's Church draws a big crowd on Sunday mornings for the Spanish Mass.
Bienvenidos, buenos días. Hoy estamos aquí para celebrar nuestra Santa Misa.
It's a close-knit town where extended families gather on Sundays, perhaps to go to the carniceria Mi Casita after church.
Tenemos tacos, burritos, quesadillas, tenemos carnitas, chicharrones.
También sabrosos los taquitos, mano, eso sí.
Many Latinos in this town of 9,000, southwest of Salem, famous for its hops, trace their roots to farm workers who lived in Texas in the 40s, 50s, and 60s and made the circuit through Arizona, California, and then Oregon. Their parents or grandparents decided to settle here because there was less discrimination than in Texas. Professor Susana Rivera-Mills at Oregon State University says that was especially true with language.
Historically, what we have seen, particularly in the Southwest, is that older generations experienced much prejudice, particularly going to school. We have research and studies that show that corporal punishment was used in elementary schools to deter students from speaking their native Spanish language.
Rivera-Mills says parents who experienced discrimination intentionally did not teach their kids Spanish and wanted them to assimilate quickly. Rivera-Mills has done extensive research in Independence that shows things have come full circle. Second, third, fourth, and even fifth-generation Latinos are relearning Spanish or learning it for the first time. She says this is something that other immigrant groups in the U.S. have generally not done, or at least not as much, but it makes sense.
What we're seeing is a demographic explosion. As communities grow and as more Hispanics begin to become active participants of that community, these younger generations are realizing that there is an identity piece that they never fully understood, that they're missing, and that they long to connect to again.
Rivera-Mills says historically, Spanish has been seen in the U.S. as the language of the laborer. But now, employers look at it differently, and so do young Latinos.
These folks are realizing it can get them better jobs and that it's actually a marketable skill.
Oswaldo Avila grew up in Independence, and he recalls his mother and father speaking Spanish when he was a young child.
We lost the language because they would be going to work, long hours, farm work, cannery work, so they weren't there. I do remember that her teaching us math skills and reading skills in Spanish before we started going to kindergarten, but once they were gone and they weren't there really to talk to us in Spanish, we were talking too much English and just very easily to lose the language.
At age 21, he suddenly felt out of touch with his culture. Many colleges and universities in Oregon are offering what are called heritage classes, Spanish language classes especially geared for Latinos. Oswaldo started taking courses, and it was through language that he got in touch with his culture, speaking to aunts and uncles whom he couldn't speak to before. He says language is a gateway. His values changed. He became more family-oriented and less materialistic than he had been as a teenager.
I always wanted things, and I'd always be watching things like MTV. And now, you know, once I got back in touch with my culture, I was like, that doesn't mean anything to me anymore. I became a different person, 100%. It's why I do the things I do and why I'm passionate about education and also passionate about continuing the Mexican traditions, passing that on to my children.
Avila is now a student advisor at Western Oregon University, where he counsels Latino students to rediscover Spanish, become bilingual and bicultural. And his mother, Rebecca,
me siento contenta y me siento orgullosa de
she says she couldn't be happier and prouder of her son. In Independence, I'm Jacob Lewin for KLCC.